And a hearty welcome to another edition of The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. French Switzerland has its big lake, the Lake of Geneva. German Switzerland has a very big lake, too. And it's the Lake of Constance in the northeastern part of Switzerland. And like the Lake of Geneva, it's shared with another country. In fact, the Lake of Constance is shared with two other countries. Switzerland has the southern bank, Austria has a piece of the far eastern bank, and then there's Germany, the big neighbor to the north. We are northeast of the city of St. Gallen. Northeast of the city of St. Gallen, we are right at the edge on the Swiss banks of the Lake of Constance. We have two guests on this edition of The Name Game. One is Ottmar Elsner, who's a native son of this area, as is Kasper Angern. Kasper Angern is the president of the Chamber of Commerce of our mystery location. We're looking across 14, 15 kilometers of water expanse, and on the other side is Germany. Over there is Friedrichshafen, Ottmar. You remember back to the days of World War II when you were a young man. You'd never get the idea today that there was a war going on over there, and you saw it.
Well, we were, of course, not involved, but we saw all the bombing going on the other side, because Zeppelin, the big Zeppelin plant was in Friedrichshafen, and this particular plant was very important for Hitler's war machinery. And the bombing took place day and night. The Americans used to come in the daytime and the British at night. And we kids were woken up in the night and had to go down into the basement because you never knew whether bombs would fall on our side. The sky was lighted by searchlights. The bombing was heard and made all the windows shudder. So it was a scary time, and I still remember it as a very vivid experience.
Now, the Axis forces, Nazi Germany, was right across there. You could look over the water here on the Lake of Constance. You could see them. And this must have been an extremely tense situation here. And I guess at this time, like many other parts of Switzerland, which neighbored onto Germany, you really never knew if and when they were coming.
There was a time in the 40s when an attack was practically planned by Hitler and was only not started because Hitler got run down in Yugoslavia with his troops. And he had to divert troops to Yugoslavia, which he had actually planned to run into Switzerland.
I think you were telling me before that you actually saw a couple of flying fortresses come down right here in town.
They flew over our town, just one engine going, and some very good pilot made it all the way down to our airfield.
And is it true that out there somewhere in the lake there are crashed bombers down on the bottom?
Some crashed in the lake and were fished out and in fact exhibited in Switzerland.
But today, Kasper Angern, things are entirely different. You have a lot of cooperation with the neighboring countries. Your friends, you have a lot of cooperation in business, especially in tourism. Is that right?
Yes, we have a good cooperation with a lot of these communities over the lake and with the Germans and the Austrians, especially with the members of the Chamber of Commerce as well. And so it's far different than in those days. I mean, today we are quite friendly, and we think that these are our brothers and sisters. And we see them also frequently because most of the people have a relationship to are married people over there and so. And also a lot of Germans and Austrians live here with us in Switzerland.
Now, the dialect they speak on the other side is Schwäbisch, which is not exactly the same as your dialect here, St. Gallerdeutsch, as it's called. But you do understand each other very well. You can both speak each other's dialects, and there's no difficulty there. Also, Austria is even closer. In the Vorarlberg part of neighboring Austria, they speak almost the same dialect you do.
Yes, of course. There's absolutely no problem. It's like talking like we talk to people from Zurich or from the inner Schweiz.
So. It's no different. I mean, Bernese German and St. Galler German are different, but yeah. No problem understanding.
Yeah, exactly.
And we look out onto the lake, and right here in the public park, we are seated here under some tents. There is an outdoor cafe here. People are having drinks. They're having little snacks. Loads of children over there playing in a sand pile. And speaking of sand, we have sand sculptures, which I think this is the third year now. This has become a yearly thing. The most fantastic, beautiful sculptures made with sand. I'm just wondering how they keep them together. I guess they must use glue or something.
It's just a question of how compacted the sand is. That's the only reason why it's so hard.
Pour some water over it and
yes.
Compact it, it dries out.
Compact it, as more as you compact it, the better it will take.
Well, Italy has its public gardens, and you have your public gardens here. It's almost a northern version of something very Mediterranean. You have a promenade, which, did I understand correctly, Otmar, is 4 kilometers long?
It's about that long. It stretches from the mouth of a small river there to almost to the other, where the Rhine comes into the lake.
And this is all free, open to the public. It's, there's no private land here.
Every single meter is public all the way. You can walk along the water's edge. You can look at buildings. We have a museum in our granary in the center of town.
That's sort of the trademark of town, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, that's
back to the 18th century, I think.
Yeah, you probably give away the name when you talk about the granary.
Don't.
But it's 250 years old. It was built by the abbot of St. Gall. It's a very beautiful building. And at the moment there are plans by the very famous architect Calatrava to totally revamp it, to also revamp the whole area around it. And we really have plans to make something very beautiful here.
That's one project, but there's another one, even one of the leading newspapers had a big article about it recently. It's called Swiss Marina. And a lot of people thought it was a joke, but some people are taking it very, very seriously. It is a $1 billion project that somebody has hatched to build a huge marina here where there will be apartments and shopping centers in there, a gambling casino, and convention center as well, all in one place. You gentlemen don't like that idea. Now, let me ask the Chamber of Commerce. Casper, one would think that the Chamber of Commerce would welcome that, but you don't like it. What's the problem?
The problem is that it is just too big. It's just too big for this area. It's just too big for us at all.
I think it would kill our lifestyle here. I think if what these planners are talking about, 20,000 people a day to visit us, would totally kill all our over the years grown infrastructure. We would have Las Vegas here on the lake shore and drugs, gambling, prostitution. We would have all the bad side effects. And I'm personally afraid of that sort of thing.
You think it's going to go through, Casper?
No, it's got no chance.
What kind of industry do you have in town otherwise?
We used to have in the beginning of the century, we had a very, very big embroidery industry, and the whole textile industry is still important. But nowadays, things have changed. We still have a few big companies like Nestle, who is running our canning, Rocco. Today they are producing ice creams and fast food things. And so everybody in Switzerland, all the kids are eating our ice creams. Then we have the local brewery and Alcan. This is an aluminium Canadian company. It's quite big. And machine constructing industry. And now we have, I'm glad to say that, a lot of little service companies and a lot of small companies in the new technology.
Speaking of services, I mean, we're in one right now, an outdoor restaurant, and I notice there seems to be a lot of restaurants in this town of 10,000 people. I mean, I don't know what the ratio is, but it must be a higher ratio. I know all over Switzerland you'll find lots of restaurants and hotels, but there seems to me, for the size of this town and population, there's an extraordinary large number of restaurants. Any good reason for that?
This has to do with the time before the automobile, when this was a railroad center, and people, when they did an outing on a Sunday, they came here on boats from all over the lake, from Austria, Germany. They visited this beautiful town, and I can still show you postcards with people streaming off the boats into all of these restaurants in town. And all these restaurants had open areas. They had gardens, beer gardens.
Just like here, yeah.
With music playing and...
The old German tradition.
Exactly.
And, there's a Zeppelin. Look at that. Took off from the Zeppelin works. I just happened to see it over there shining. See it straight ahead, just north of us there. Oh, yeah.
See them quite every day.
Well, the Zeppelin company is working together with a Swiss company to produce a new generation, and they're flying. There it is over there.
Yeah. Yes, the Zeppelin, this is one thing that we hope that he'll come over to our in our area as well. Since now, they just fly over there on the other side, and I hope that in very short time they come also to see us. And what regards the beer garden and so, we certainly will try to develop here a little bit more and get a few of the beer gardens back.
Are the German and Austrian tourists important to you here?
They are. This is a day tourism. Mm-hmm. They just come and stop and go on. It's not making holidays.
They do stop here, though.
They do stop here, and they love to come here, especially on this track, the bicycle track that goes to all around the lake.
Is it true you can do practically the whole Lake of Constance?
Not practically. You can do the
whole thing. It's closed. A closed circuit.
It's closed. That is a mutual work of all these countries.
Cooperative, the three countries.
Yes.
It's really a joy to see so many people, young and old, having such a wonderful time. They're crawling over the public gardens here and the park, which is beautifully kept, and they're talking, very animated. It seems like you've got a little piece of paradise right here on Earth.
Yes, and that's what we want to prevent, you know.
That's why you're against the Marina Project.
That's really, that's the thing.
Little piece of paradise, but there's one flaw in it, there's one fly in the ointment, and that is what used to be considered a sign of prosperity is now a problem for you, and that is you have so much transit in here. You have railroads coming together. You have a lot of road traffic coming. Is that a serious problem? Does that detract from your quality of life here?
It definitely does, because the main railroad from Zurich to Munich runs right through the town on an open track, with most of our roads being cut off by barriers. Then another track runs along the lake, also at the end of at both ends of the town, stopped with barriers. So the traffic is, we are suffering under traffic in this town. The town's also relatively small in area. It's only 1.5 square kilometers, which is a small community.
That's really, you know, exactly 1 square mile. Is there a solution?
The solution could only be build tunnels. And there may be another project coming up again to build a tunnel. We hope so, because tunnels are built in Switzerland sometimes for very small towns. Why can we not have one here in our town?
We have been on the Lake of Constance in northeastern Switzerland. We are in the canton of St. Gallen, northeast of the city of St. Gallen. Now, where have we been? I'm going to give you this one giveaway clue. If you do a little research, the Swiss psychologist, the 19th century Swiss psychologist who invented inkblot tests, has the same name as our mystery location. And there goes a train. You see, that's what we've been talking about. Otmar Elsner and Kasper Angern, thank you very, very much for telling us about our mystery location. This is Bob Zanotti. Thank you very much for being with us, and good luck playing the name game.